any seed cannot grow. Likewise, you have every potency of serving Krishna, bhakti. Only it is covered with Maya. So a special kind of thai bhav is in jiva swarupa. By the grace of Krishna and the bhakta, by the grace, guru, that thing comes on the heart of sadhana, and both mixing becomes bhav, thai bhav and bhakti bhav.
So all a devotee can do, once a devotee cannot come to uttama, only the mercy can,
without the mercy of Krishna and his parikar, and anyone cannot be uttam bhakta.
Yeah.
But they have potency to be uttam bhakta. Mm-hmm.
You once mentioned in a class about Lord Balaram, Arjun asked the same. You gave class about Balaram, Lord Balaram, right?
Yeah.
And you mentioned that Lord Balaram gives three types of jivas. One in Golok, one in Vaikunth, and one in the material.
Karnabdhisai.
So those jivas that are planted by Karnadaksai Vishnu, they are
Nityabaddha? Not Nityabaddha, but Baddha. It has been stated somewhere that Nityabaddha. If they are Nityabaddha, they cannot be beyond Maya. So they are called Baddhaji. And Anadi Baddha. Anadi.
Without
beginning. But if we state that Nitya Baddha, then they cannot be out of Maya. Mukta. So here Nitya Baddha means only Anadi Baddha. Only Anadi Baddha Jeev, and some maybe by Sadhan Siddha Jeev, they are coming from Karnabdhisai Vishnu. The Jeevas in Golok Vrindavan, not from Karnabdhisai, but they may be called from Balram. Balram is Mul Sankarsan is Baldev. In Vaikuntha, near Narayan, Mahasankarsan is also fraction of Baldev. And Karnabdhisai Vishnu is also manifestation of Baldev. So it may be called from Baldev. But actually, we jivas in this world are from Karnabdhisai. The jivas, Kasmacha, Dilili Jana hai? Jadi Jana hai to? दो एक आदमी जाने वाले हैं बंगाल, यहाँ से हो जाते, यहीं से करा देना, अभी देरी है, ठंड से यहीं से करा देना, वहाँ से कोई जरूरत
एक आदमी
इसी से ठंड से अभी 10-12 दिन 15 दिन के बाद में मैं इनसे पूछ लेता हूँ तो कल आपको दे
दूंगा,
ठीक है? तो आपके पास
पहले अच्छा रहता है,
नहीं नहीं वो ऐसा कब ऐसा कोई विशेष यदि हो जाता है। अब जैसे इस बार मैं जाना नहीं चाहता और कब पिछले साल जैसा, क्योंकि यदि रात करके जब टेलीग्राम जब करने लग जाए शरीर स्वस्थ होने के नाते मैंने कहा दिया ऐसे भाई नहीं जाऊंगा, कभी जल्दी नहीं मांगे तो फिर तुम्हारे शरण जाना ठीक।
अच्छा
कल तक भेज
Pandit mixed with Radini potency, then he gets that mercy and then he comes up. What is that in that devotee's heart that attracts that mercy to him?
Unconsciously surrender and sincere soul. That is called lobh. If a man has sincerely lobh, certainly he will have and the Krishna Kripa or Vishnu Kripa. Greed should be done. Greed, actual greed should be.
This is how we are trying to develop that greed. This is our plan.
By reading all these things and by also reading past times in Srimad Bhagavat, with Vyakhya of Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and the books of Raghunath Das Goswami, that is called Kusmanjali. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, विलाप पुष्पांजलि एंड अदर बुक्स, दान के लिए कौमुदी, बृहद भगवत अमृत, विदग्ध माधव एंड ऑल
स्टार्टिंग विद डायमंड
हां
वी विल वर्क आउट
दिस विल ग्रेटली हेल्प यू
इट इज हेल्पिंग अस यू आर हेल्पिंग वन मोर क्वेश्चन आई एम आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन एट अ ड्यूटी. One person has written me a letter. He has written one book on six Goswamis. He's a disciple of Prabhupada.
Of Bombay?
No, in America.
America?
Yeah. He's written one book.
He's in ISKCON?
He's in ISKCON. Yeah. And he writes different books. This is his
first name.
Satyaraj. Yes.
Yeah.
And he wrote one book, and then it was about six Goswamis, from Bhakti Ratnakar, Chaitanya Charitamrita, like this, and in English, to give some general history of their life. And some scholars, good scholars, have written that they appreciate, because he wrote it from the Bhakti standpoint, and now scholars are saying that that is legitimate. Write it from the devotional standpoint. So he wrote me one letter because there's one letter of Prabhupada that he could not understand. He wrote to disciples 20 years ago. And he's trying to understand that letter, but he's thinking maybe even person who is typing or something, mistake was made. Because in the letter, Prabhupada seems to say that only Rupa and Raghunath were Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha.
Nitya Siddha.
And other Goswamis
who
came perfect by sadhana. It doesn't say perfect by sadhana, but it said only those two. This letter said only.
No. This is not meaning. Rupa or Raghunath are Radhika Sakhi. Nitya Sakhi. Like manjaris, they have more connection than other four. But six are Nitya Siddha. Sanatana Goswami is Lavanga Manjari. Gopal Bhatt is Guna Manjari. Jiva Goswami is Vilas Manjari. There are all Siddha. But the category of Rupa and Raghunath is in higher level. There are two kinds of sakhis. Those who have affection for Radha and Krishna in the same level. Samasneha.
Equal affection.
For Krishna and Radha. And those have more affection for Krishna than Srimati Radhika. Krishna Snehadhik. And some are bigger affection for Srimati Radhika. These are Radhika Snehadhik Gopi. Rupa and Raghunath are Radha Snehadhik Manjari. They have some special qualities. These are Radhika. If Radhika becomes angry with Krishna, they became supporter of Srimati Radhika. So Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mor Aas Prathana Kare Jada Kavi Krishna Dasna. These are Parkiya Bhav and Radha Sneha Dhik, most loving and dearing of Srimati Radhika. When Srimati Radhika is with Krishna in Kunja, and they are without their clothes, naked, not naked, but almost naked, when their Radhika has no this on his breast, at that time also Rupa and Rati Manjari, Rati means Raghunath Manjari, can go there. But other cannot go. Because Radhika thinks that they are myself, not other than me. But she can have in his inner heart, she can tell everything to Rupa and Raghunath Manjari. So they are very near and dear to Radhika. Not that it is not a fact that Kavi Krishna Das and Rupa Goswami has written the name of all these Siddhana. So they were all.
So this is the understanding. It's not called Nitya Sakhi. There's no special term. What is the term for Rupa Raghunath again? Their category is called
Nitya Sakhi.
And others are not called
Nitya Sakhi? They are also. But they are very near and dear.
How does Lord Nityananda, does he have anything to do with Radha?
By Anang Manjari, by the shape of Anang Manjari. Not in the shape of Baladev. And when he will have to do anything in Nityananda Swarup, then by Jahnavi he can do. Jahnavi is Shakti. Manifestation of Nityananda. Shakti. So, she can stand in the Gopinath Mandir, in the in the left side of Krishna, Janma Devi. That Janma Devi is Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishna Lila is his Ananda Manjari.
So devotees of Lord Nityananda can also be in Madhujara. Devotees of Lord Nityananda.
Why we are separating devotees of Nityananda, devotees of Gadadhar and Advaita and Mahaprabhu? Don't separate. We are devotees of Nityananda. We are devotees of Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Nityananda is Baladeva, and the Sakhas are called Asta Sakha of Nityananda. They are also devotees, but we are also devotees of Nityananda, of Madhura Shastri.
Anytime that you wish to go, you
we wanted to repeat our understanding of Vibhav to see if it was correct, and then we can go to Anubhav and Pratikabhav. So, these are all...
What is this book?
Oh, this is
Bhaktirasamrita.
Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. He used both to try to...
By?
This is Prabhupada Bhaktirasamrita. So, our understanding is that Vibhav is causes, the basic causes for emotion, Bhav, and could be divided into two. The basic, most basic cause is Alamban, which means the devotee and Krishna, Ashraya and Vishaya. That is the basic cause. And other cause or stimulus is Udipan, Krishna's flute, etc. These are the basic ingredients, basic cause for love. That is correct?
To some extent.
To some extent. Because what we are trying to understand is Alamban and Udipan in same category of Vibhav. So what is the characteristic that is similar between them? It seems they are both causes for Bhav, or basic ingredients.
Jaiva Dharma, there is Bhav.
Chapter 26.
26? What is the meaning of vibhav?
Vishesh bhav.
There is a sattva. Do you know sattva? Any sadhak. Sincere sadhak. Has some shraddha and bhav for Krishna. Simple shraddha, simple aakarshan towards Krishna bhakti. Every sadhak. When this bhav seeing anything develops, that is the bhav. When it reads in books, Krishna pastimes, and the pastimes of his parikar, and see anything which develops his bhav, that is vibhavana. Vibhav, vibhavana. That is called vibhav. Vibhav, vibhavana. Vardhit karna. Varhana. What? To gradually develop that bhav is vibhavana. How it develops? During the pastimes of Krishna, the Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela of Krishna and the Parikar Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela and the pastime between Krishna and the Parikar. The shape of gopis, shape of Krishna, shape of qualities of Krishna, qualities of by reading, by hearing, all the bhav is developed. That is to by seeing or by reading that thing, it is vibhavit, then it is called vibhav. Like Vishaya Krishna, Asaya Bhakta, and the things by seeing or by hearing, bhav becomes gradually developed. That is Uddipak. These are called vibhav.
The devotee, Parikara of the mind, he is also a lamban for another devotee's saibal. For if one devotee sees another, a very associated Krishna, so he is a lamban for his saibal.
But again,
if another devotee is thinking about Sudama, Sridham, that is my saibhav becomes stimulated. That so he is Sudam or Sridham, he is
Udipan.
He is Udipan. So it stimulates those things that stimulate or bring out the emotion.
Three things similar. Krishna, Ashray, and all the things which help this pastime.
Yeah. Then Anubhav is then there's a stimulation, it's Jivas, and Anubhav is the bodily manifestation when it how it manifests in the body, the ecstasy. The emotion will manifest
Anumansa. Anumansa go behind.
To follow.
To follow. That is called Anu. Anu means a part also. By seeing Krishna, by seeing devotees, by any Udipana, in heart, bhav goes up. Then what will be the condition of this body? By seeing Krishna, the sattva becomes vikrita. Vikrita, you know?
Agitated.
Disturbed.
Like
vikar, like disturbed. Not disturbed, but like.
Yeah.
Then this, on this physical body, there are some symptoms. First, system is in our heart, in our mind, and then body follows by that system. After that, following, that is called anubhav.
And with that
also it can be done.
It's the same.
Same.
First the mind and then the body.
Body. Not mind, but chitta when kya Hindi ne? Jab chitta,
we know chitta.
Chitta jab bhavana se akrant hota hai. भावना से आक्रांत होता है तब ऐसा होगा. When it is
non English word for me.
ठीक है, पहुंच गया.
मैं जी आज लेकर जाऊंगा, लेकिन आज आज मैं पसंद मुझे नहीं आ रहा हूँ गोर्डन की.
जा.
तो मैं बाकी को ले जाऊँ.
बाकी को ले जा रहा? गाड़ी से जाएगा?
जाओ.
ले जाओ हम.
तो
तुम लोग सब देख लो, प्रेमानंद जी भंडारे के मालिक हैं, उनसे पूछो. हमको कोई जाने से आने से कोई आपत्ति नहीं, आने तो तुम दोनों ही तो प्रसाद पाओ. जाओ परिक्रमा देगा पूरा. इसमें पिताजी से कोई बंधन नहीं रहेगी तो सब ठीक है. तो
जैसा करेंगे
ठीक है. दुकान में बैठते हैं तो दुकान में बैठेंगे, दुकान मत छोड़ देंगे. इज देयर एनी वर्ड देयर इन इंग्लिश और इन भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु अनुभव? व्हाट इज कॉल्ड अनुभव?
बॉडीली सिम्पटम मैनिफेस्टेड बट वाज शोन बाय अ डिवोटी इन expressing ecstatic love for Krishna are called anubhava. Practical examples of anubhava.
What is his telling? In Jaiva Dharma? Anubhava?
He said, After Vibhav, this is at the beginning of 27. At the beginning of 27. After Vibhav, by which attachment to Krishna is stimulated, now Udvasa, which brings into play visibly the emotions of the mind producing that attachment, to be known as anubhava. Though they seem to be abnormal conditions, they are outward expressions of mental emotions, mental feelings. Mental emotions are manifested by the external, extraordinary conditions, bands rolling on the ground.
Please. No difficulty.
It's not clear from this the difference between sattvic and anubhava, because, for instance, crying is a, comes in sattvic abhava and also comes in anubhava. So the difference between sattvic,
when it comes from sattva, then it is called sattvic. And this is done beyond sense. No action of sense at that time at sattvic. Forcibly it cannot be done. But anubhav, there is sense.
Sattvic
comes from sattva, Shuddha sattva. That is called sattvic. That close connection, sattva and these things.
So is sattvika bhav a kind?
They are also anubhav, but vishesh, so it is called sattvic. They are not in one kind of, all sattvic are one kind of anubhav. But they come from sattva, so they are called sattvic. And without sense. And these, garbha, man, asuva, ityadi. Even if one has sense, they can come.
Doesn't come through the space in the heart and not coming through the body.
Sattvic.
Yeah.
No. You should read sattvic.
Yes.
I cannot express in English.
Technical
word.
It is. The
meaning is in words. Sattvic means from sattva. Anubhav means after running mulbhav. So in Sanskrit it is clear.
Yes.
But in English it is not clear.
Yeah. In chapter 27, maybe one page or two pages after the definition of anubhav.
You can read
the definition. When the mind is overpowered by any concentrated thought relating to Krishna, that mind is called sattva.
Sattva.
Or pure. And the emotions rising out of that pure soul are called sattvika bhava.
From that sattva. that is called Sattva.
So it says over here, it says in Prasadava, emotion works independent of intellect.
I was telling.
Yeah.
At first I was telling that.
Yeah.
Mm. Independent.
So in Anubhava there may be
some knowledge. Not independent.
What is main difference?
Some difference, little difference. Very little.
Is it considered higher state? Or is this different way of
experience? Higher stage is sattva.
It's higher. The source of sattva above is the pure sattva.
Pure sattva.
Sattva.
They described what is sattva.
Yeah. So they describe it as emotion.
When it is affected by Krishna, pastimes, Krishna and Parikar, then it is called, that chit is called sattva. And from sattva, all sattvic vikar comes.
And anubhava comes from something else.
Something else.
What is that something else that the anubhava comes from?
Not directly like this.
Very subtle. Is there a material example that can help us understand?
By chanting Harinam and reading by and by hearing.
Yeah.
If I was, I can clear it in Hindi, and if you understand, then it will be clear. But there are some technical words that I cannot
say.
If as a mediator, this mediator, knowing Hindi and English, like that boy who is reading Sanskrit in
Satyanarayana.
I will tell him and he will clear you.
He cannot always come when we come, but
then anything?
For Yadi Sari Bhav, they seem to be internal. Not bodily.
But yet they reflect.
Yeah, reflect both. The Anubhava is bodily, just going directly to body.
But
and the other Sari is internal and then comes out. So the difference of these is where in these will the origin and the soul, different parts of the person, field person, are stimulated. So these are the difference between Anubhava, Pratikabhava, and the other things.
Very little differences between all these things.
Another question is, does one need to have this type of knowledge to actually experience rust when one hears Krishna's pastime? Must this technology, when you read, in 10th canto, Prabhupada is written in English. So also here in Nectar of Devotion, there's all different examples of Yabhi Sari Bhav, so we can understand, and then we could read.
You can, very little, by reading pastimes of Krishna and the books of Rupa Goswami Raghunath, and by chanting Harinam, try to know all these things. Without that, it will not be learned. Here it is written, jinke dwara rati ka bodh karane wale in Deva Dharma, us bhaswar nama lakshano ko anubhav kahte hain. By seeing this, we can judge that what is in sattva.
It lists symptoms of anubhav, dancing, singing, so many things.
Mm.
And then it says these symptoms have two categories.
Mm.
One category is called shita.
Shita.
Yes. And the other category is called shapan.
Shapan.
Shapan. This book is just on the second page of this chapter.
27th?
Yeah, 27th chapter is just on the second page.
At the beginning, Rajanath speaks, then Goswami speaks.
man, where he is telling you about sattva?
No, before.
Before sattva?
Just before.
What?
Right after he describes Udasa. Udasa means shivering, and this translates as shivering, and Tepan means convulsing.
Tepana.
Huh?
Throat. Tepan?
Tepan says when there is, in Western devotion here, it says when there is dancing. When Anubhav is through dance, it is Tepan. And when it is through
Sheet or Kepa. And what thing? This is clear. Kepana and Shanti. See.
Categories?
These are category of Anubhav.
And what is the difference in the categories and the concept? One, it seems like an example of the is coming with yawning or singing. And the other is the body. One is mouth, the other is body.
So, nothing.
It's not clear what is the quality of an Anubhav that will place it in one or the other category. The quality of the Anubhav, or characteristic of the Anubhav, that will place it in one or the other of the categories. Anubhav dancing is in one. Anubhav singing is in another. So if we read the other Anubhav, we can understand why it would be in one category and why in another.
Kshepan means to move. Those things, it denotes moving. That is called Kshepan. And Sheet can by sound or anything. Inner. Sharir ki utfullata. When body becomes utful, very pleased by known by this what?
Lomaharsan.
And the haddi becomes different. It comes here and this comes here. And sometimes it comes like this. So many anubhavs. But here, in world, these are seen very, very few. It has been seen in only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this book, he has not described what consists and what Chaitanya, and they may be of another kind. So many. But these are not seen in sadhak jeev, so he has not booked out. There are not only two, they may be of so many kinds. He has only described only two.
He's only described two categories.
Because it is seen in the world. But there may be so many of kinds. That were only seen in Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So has not described all this.
There are many technical things about subject about. So I think next time we will study more, and then we will ask for
You can. Snigdha.
Yeah.
What is called Snigdha? What he has written?
Snigdha is moist.
Snigdha, Sattvic Bhav.
Like wet.
Isn't
it? He says, he says, Nigda means
fen.
Moist means
fen. Krishna Samandhi Mukhya Rati.
Direct. Mukhya is
direct. Direct comes on a sthai bhav. Then it is called Mukhya Snigdha Sattvic Bhav. What he has written?
indirect but pure emotion. Pallor means
color of
color, gold,
different kinds of color.
Hotness of the two indirect pure emotions. If any emotion other than the direct and the indirect emotion occupies the mind, in that case, lukewarm means not hot, not cold. Lukewarm, pure emotion is born, which is also conducive to love for Krishna. Tremor, shaking of the body, is the symptom of lukewarm.
What is called?
Tremor.
Tremor.
Yeah, like earthquake.
Quake.
Earthquake. Tremor is not used for body ever. Quaking, maybe.
Quaking.
Shaking. Shivering.
Shivering. That is shivering.
Yeah.
Shivering is most.
If any person who looks like a devotee, but who is devoid or without love for or attachment to Krishna, feels an emotion of joy and astonishment after listening to sweet and wonderful stories of Krishna, that emotion is called ruksha, or dry.
It is clear?
Yes.
It is clear. Then?
Then how is pure emotion born? And then Goswami Maharaj says, when a practicing devotee, sadhaka, his mind is saturated with pure emotion, submits itself to the breath of life. It is then excited with abnormal conditions which externally manifest itself and bring about extraordinary changes in the body, stiffness, again, or among such unnatural conditions. Venik is very technical.
Okay, so then we will see him next time.
You want to ask yourself?
Anything more?
Yeah, there's one more question.
Take care. No, Babuji, that's it. Gabar Sarif Salma.
In chapter 22. Yeah. In this book, it is on the just at the beginning of the third page in this book. The third time Babaji speaks. The third time Babaji speaks.
What?
It seems to explain there that the pure consciousness of the soul is combination of Chit Shakti and Hadini Shakti. So is that Hadini Shakti? Is that inherent? Is that within the soul?
Try to understand that thing. Kripa Siddha. This. Shaladini and Sambhi. Next Siddha Sattva. And it is always, it lives in Ragatmik Jan. Ragatmik, you know?
Ragatmik.
Yashodananda, Lalita Visakha, Sudam Madhumangal. These are Parikara of Krishna. In their heart, Ragatmika Bhakti is always there. And that Ragatmik Bhava is a combination of Ladani Sar and Sambit Sar. Sambit means Bhav, Gyan, and then Bhav. And Ladini means Ananda. Bhav and Ananda mixing. And by following them, the parikar, the acts and activities, qualities and pastimes, and serving of Krishna by them. So when we, a Raganuga Bhakta, follows the activities of Ragatmik Jan, then by the grace of Bhakta and by the grace of Krishna, that thing, Sattva, Sudra Sattva, combination of Ladini and Sambhit, comes in the heart of devotee, Raganuga Bhakta. Then it is called Bhav, in first. And after that it becomes Prem, Snehman, Pranay, Raganuga. At first, when it comes, it descends in the sadhak heart, it is called Bhav. But you should know that the organs are in